I think as those green shoots begin to appear in different markets, and as some confidence begins to come back, that will begin the positive dynamic that brings our economy back. Do you see green shoots?
I do.
I do see green shoots. Ben Bernanke, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, interviewed by 60 Minutes, March 15, 2009. In March 2009, Ben Bernanke, normally neither the most cheerful nor the most poetic of men, waxed optimistic about the economic prospect. After the fall of Lehman Brothers 6 months earlier, America had entered a terrifying economic nosedive. But appearing on the TV show 60 Minutes, the Fed chairman declared that spring was at hand. His remarks immediately became famous, not least because they bore an eerie resemblance to the words of Chance, a.k.a. Chauncey Gardner, the simple-minded gardener mistaken for a wise man in the movie Being There. In one scene, Chance, asked to comment on economic policy, assures the president, "As long as the roots are not severed, all is well, and all will be well in the garden. There will be growth in the spring." Despite the jokes, however, Bernanke's optimism was widely shared, and at the end of 2009, Time declared Bernanke its person of the year. Unfortunately, all was not well in the garden, and the promised growth never came. To be fair, Bernanke was right that the crisis was easing. The panic that had gripped financial markets was ebbing, and the economy's plunge was slowing. According to the official scorekeepers at the National Bureau of Economic Research, the so-called Great Recession that started in December 2007 ended in June 2009 and recovery began. But if it was a recovery, it was one that did little to help most Americans. Jobs remained scarce. More and more families depleted their savings, lost their homes, and worst of all, lost hope. True, the unemployment rate is down from the peak it reached in October 2009, but progress has come at a snail's pace. We're still waiting, after all these years, for that positive dynamic Bernanke talked about to make an appearance. And that was in America, which at least had a technical recovery. Other countries didn't even manage that. In Ireland, in Greece, in Spain, in Italy, debt problems and the austerity programs that were supposed to restore confidence not only aborted any kind of recovery, but produced renewed slumps and soaring unemployment. And the pain went on and on. I'm writing these words almost 3 years after Bernanke thought he saw those green shoots, 3.5 years after Lehman fell, more than 4 years after the start of the Great Recession. The citizens of the world's most advanced nations, nations rich in resources, talent, and knowledge, all the ingredients for prosperity and a decent standard of living for all, remain in a state of intense pain. In the rest of this chapter, I'll try to document some of the main dimensions of that pain. I'll focus mainly on the United States, which is both my home and the country I know best, reserving an extended discussion of the pain abroad for later in the book. And I'll start with the thing that matters most, and the thing on which we've performed the worst: unemployment.